Welcome to the podcast Glow from the Inside Out, hosted by me, Shanaz, entrepreneur and founder of Lumiglow Skincare, makeup artist, wife and mom of two. I'm sharing my self-development journey on this podcast, bringing positivity into your day and helping you live a happier and more fulfilling life. Welcome back to Glow from the Inside Out. I am your host, Shanaz, and oh my God, I'm turning 48 next week. I actually can't believe it. When actually my podcast episode comes out next week, that it's actually my birthday on the 26th. I can't believe it. This week, it's been stressful and it's been fun and it's been a whole load of things that I feel like this is my constant message for 2024. It's been strange. It has been a strange time for me. It's a strange time for a lot of people. So if you are feeling in angst or if shit's gone wrong for you or I don't know, then you are not alone. But this week I decided I'm going to embrace turning 48. I'm not going to get depressed about it, even though I'm turning 50 in 2 years' time, which I'm going large when I turn 50. Like, we're going to party all year. My best mate turns 50 as well. We're doing Coachella. I don't know what else we're doing. I'm going to have a party here. I'm literally party Cape Town, party in London, party everywhere. Have an amazing time. But I wanted to celebrate with the people that, shot with me in Lumiglow and just share the love, share the glow. I really want to just keep sharing the message of self-love and self-care. And so we're doing a 25% off code, lumiglowskin.com and .co.uk. So yeah, till the 28th of April. So I decided to do a little shoot. I've got a great new social media team and giving me ideas. It's great. You know, when you've got so much going on and you're juggling so many things, being a business owner, an entrepreneur can be lonely. It can be overwhelming. And, you know, the ideas don't always flow because you could be in this, like, it's been so stressful this year with so many things coming my way, which I'm trying to navigate through the fear and the anxiety and all those things, trying to like stay and get in the positive and do all the work and do all the things. But I just thought, you know what, I'm going to celebrate it. What fun can we do? And so I did a cute little shoot. It's on my, well, it's on all three of my, at Shanaz's Beauty, at Lumi.Glow Skin, at Shanaz's Dose of Glow. Cute little video with this such a cute little cafe in Cape Town. Cafe Chiffon, so cute. I'd seen another brand had used it and I thought, my God, look at those cakes. They're so cute. So I had the cutest little early birthday cake for me. So beautiful, little heart with pearls and ribbons and pink and white and so my vibe. I absolutely loved it. So it was actually a really fun part. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling like, and you're feeling like angst and you are not bringing the joy into the life and you've forgotten all the things that make you feel good. Doing something like that for yourself and creating some fun content. We were dancing in the road, well, I was. So I did my little shoot and then I want to do lots more of kind of motivational videos with captions. I love what people are putting out there. There's all these boss babes and empowering Instagram with women are dancing in the street. Well, I'm going to be doing that. I am going to be doing some dancing in the street and will make me happier, I think. Kind of being me, I started reading the audiobook Be Seen by Jen Gottlieb. I actually thought when it comes to self-development, it's much better for me audio because then I can listen to it while doing other stuff. And then I like to read fiction when I'm chilling, you know, by the pool, on the plane or what have you. And she really talked about, you know, really connecting with the stuff that makes you feel good. You know, when you want to be seen, when you are growing your business and your brand. Hold on, I've got my headphones are now wrapped around my microphone because I am not very organized here. So I'm just unwrapping it. So excuse me if you hear some noises. We're keeping this real, people. We're keeping it real. So I thought, and actually I started listening to her book, I think a couple of days ago, and I'm kind of halfway through it. And, you know, it is so right doing stuff that makes you feel good and can get you out of your head and kind of just spread that word of who you're about while you're building your personal brand or you're on your own brand. And for a long time, I didn't kind of really do these things. I've been doing things that I suppose I thought I should be doing. And now I'm getting inspiration from other business owners out there, other amazing women out there, seeing what they're doing and how can I bring my magic into my everyday life and into my business and get into the habits. This podcast episode, I was umming and ahhing what I wanted it to be about. And as I'm talking, it's like a million things going off in my head. I really wanted to focus on like having a good routine. I've spoken about it ages ago. And there's lots of times where my routine's gone a bit out of the window because I am so like, oh my God, everything is going wrong. And so really today's about talking about the routines that you can do, the things that you can do to live in how you want to live. I think doing the videos last week, which I still haven't bloody finished, with Victoria Jackson's Manifestation Collective. It's like, how do you want to feel? How do you want to be? What do you want to do? And then listening to this Be Seen, and then, you know, looking at other people that inspire me and what they're doing. You know, they're bringing the cool, the magic, the dancer energy into their business. And I suppose all you can really do is put one foot forward in front of the other and keep taking action. So even when you feel like shit, you're terrified, you just, am I doing the right thing? I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Should I give up? Is this too much? Oh my God, everything's on top of me. Because that's kind of how I felt. And then, you know, I'll talk to Emma, who's helping on social media, and then Saskia, who's helping with the advertising side, and they're using the skincare, and they're just like, oh my God, your skincare has saved me. Then I'm like, no, I should be doing this. So it's really difficult. I think just being a business owner, just following your dreams and doing your thing, it can be really hard if you don't have the habits in place, if you don't act like how you want to be. Who do you truly want to be? How do you want to show up every day? Have those habits, do all those things. And I feel like since I've started in January, since everything started going, there is a kind of a theme each week. But I feel like there's a lot of people going through the same thing. So I just want to share my journey and my message that, you know, you're not alone. And I'm learning. And I was listening, you know, this morning on my way to my amazing split session with Jenny, you know, that there are times in your life, which I am in right now, that are so uncomfortable, and fear. Oh my gosh. And how she put it was like, you're always going to have fear. It's always going to be with you, no matter who you are, when you level up, how famous you are, or whether you're all the way down at the bottom and working your way up, fear is going to be with you. But saying to fear, like, fuck you, you're shotgun and you're in the seat, but you're not talking, you're not making any noise, and you're not choosing the music. And I love that analogy, that it's like, I'm not going to let it cripple me. And yes, there's self-doubt that's going to creep in and fear is going to creep in, but then I'm going to say, shut it. I don't need to hear from you. Because I'm going to just keep doing what I need to be doing and working with the people I'm doing. And there's often times I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been doing anything, but I have. I'm trying to pitch to new clients. I want to really pitch for more. You know, I've got my podcast pitch. I really need to kind of get it out there, because amazingly, when I did the interview with Mart, I've had someone now reach out to me from Germany saying, oh my God, I want to try skincare. My son happens to be in Cape Town. So more of that. And I've had other people reach out to me saying, wow, it's like really inspiring. And I've had somebody else reach out to me like, oh my God, I'm doing stuff in Dubai. Can I help you? You know, so it's like, just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep, you know, doing the work. I'm working with my agency. We've got our strategies in place. I'm working with all the amazing creators, new creators, smaller ones. I'm putting an affiliate program together. So if any of you listening to this and you are a creator and you want to be part of our affiliate program in SA or in the UK, that's something that I'm going to be growing, you know. And so it's like, I'm putting the work in. We are creating the magic. We've rejigged the website. I've rejigged my presentation. My voice, my message, working with Anna Lewis Davies, she's amazing. I'm going to be on her podcast soon, and I'm going to get her on here. I've actually just got to book that in, talking about all the human design, all that stuff. And what I've realized now, I'm now digressing, is that when I do bring my YouTube podcast episodes, it's going to be with doing interviews rather than by myself, until I have my own beautiful space, till I have a space that's mine. I've got my first pot that belongs to my studio, this beautiful pink rose gold chair. I'm going to take a photo of it and stick it on social media. I got it from Takealot. One of my new clients who's opening up, Coco Blush, they have this gorgeous corner. I'm like, oh my God, that's my corner with the flowers and the chair, whatever. So I'm going to be making my spaces. So I feel more confident about creating content and filming, and making a promise to myself to be more seen and stop living in fear. I think if anybody is struggling with their message and their confidence and all those kind of things and their comparisonitis and all those things, listen to Be Seen by Jen Gottlieb. I'm going to take a quick break, guys, and I'll be right back. Are you struggling with stressed out skin? Is your skin in need of some serious love, hydration, and some glow? Do you want to be rocking the known makeup look? Well, at Lumi Glow, we've got you. We care about skin. We care about clean, active ingredients that are suitable for sensitive skin and that will make all our customers glow from the outside in. But what's often forgotten is how to glow from the inside out. All women deserve to love themselves for who they are on the inside and how they feel or look on the outside, which is why we are brand for all women wherever they are on their glow journey. If this sounds like this is for you, then go on www.lumiglowskin.com or www.lumiglowskin.co.uk and use the code LOVELUMIGLOW10 to get your special discount. What are you waiting for? Get busy shopping. All right, guys, I am back. It's amazing, actually, when I record these podcasts, I go in like with such uncertainty some of the times of what I'm doing, and then it just flows. I love talking on a microphone. It really, one of the favorite parts of my week is just chatting, and hopefully someone's going to get something from it. Okay, so I've talked about, you know, the being seen. I've talked a little bit about fear. I've talked a little bit about taking the action. I think really what I want to chat about now in the second part is the habits, the good habits each day. Although this morning, I really thought last night set my alarm and I hadn't. I've been exhausted. I haven't slept very well. I've had good sleep, bad sleep, good sleep, bad sleep. And I was like, I cannot go another night where I'm not sleeping properly. And so I decided I am going to really amp up my routine. Now, I do my meditations in the morning and at nighttime, I pop something in my head and I listen. But I've actually let that part go a little bit. I think I was so rigid with my routine before that I think it held me back a little bit. Then I kind of took a step a little bit back, always do listen to little meditation, different ones. And I always listen to stuff at night because I know if I pump myself at night, then when I wake up in the morning, I kind of feel like I'm okay. And last night was actually the first night I didn't wake up in blind panic because there's so much going on. There's like big commitments I've made. Sales have kind of been like up and down. I have an issue in the UK. I'm having to ask for help, which I hate. Anyway, so it's getting the good habit. So yesterday I'm doing this body emotion, body coding, body emotion. And my God, it's already helped with my body. What I'm trying to actually do is do things that are going to really help me. So, you know, this week I spent some time with my lovely Cindy and, you know, we're talking about the people that I spend my time with, building my tribe, my glow tribe, people that I connect with. That is a habit that I need to make more of. I really just want to connect with more amazing people. And I feel like, number one, I need to start reaching out. Where can I connect with other women, business women, that kind of thing? So I'm getting that each week. I'm going to be more aligned with with people. I need to find those people that I can connect with that are on my level and that are not just friends that I'm hanging out with and having fun with. Having my mate here, Afreen, who is on my level at business and energy wise, I realize I need more of that. So that is one thing that I need more of. So I need to make a conscious effort of like connecting with female business groups, that kind of stuff, and seeing if I can be at events and do a talk or what have you, and really just kind of promote that self-care, self-love. So that's one kind of habit that I really need more of. Just work with people that are kind of on the same level with me. But my nighttime routine, I think now, is something that is really important. And it's something that I've kind of been a bit slack with. And so if you are struggling a little bit at the moment, I think the nighttime is probably one of the most important routines because it's how you set yourself up for the end of the day. So when you wake up in the morning, you are feeling more positive. And rather than writing down all my gratitude stuff, I've just been lying in bed, kind of almost just saying thank you for everything. Thank you for my amazing friends. Thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for the help that I got from so-and-so. Thanks to my beautiful children. And just kind of more like a thank you to out there. Because when I get into bed, I'm kind of a bit knackered. And I kind of want to just go straight into sleep and listen to the meditations. But I just kind of take a moment to really kind of get into the gratitude and really just trying to get into that. It's really important. And maybe I will start again writing my letter to the universe at night. I'll start it a bit earlier, way before I go to bed. Maybe like at 7 o'clock, I just sit there and I take myself away. I think, okay, now I said maybe I'm going to do that. And just like grateful and thank you and what the things I want to happen and putting it out there. Those 5 steps that I spoke about with Cindy, that was 2 episodes ago. You know, when you're in the situation, trust the universe, be around the people that are amazing and that make you feel good, all places, like going for an amazing walk or what have you. And then 4, the tools, the amazing tools. And then 5, you know, asking and receiving, it will come quickly. And going back, actually, I started talking about it in the first part of this podcast, but I missed it out. We'll come back to actually talking about my shoot and doing the things you love, but the nighttime routine. So last night, you know, after doing the body coding, she only was able to do it for like 10 minutes. Your body was just not having it. I could feel my back was in agony. I didn't exercise yesterday because I thought I'm going to take a break. Although I do love my exercise and that really is a non-negotiable. But today I'm doing 2. So, you know, it kind of works itself out. I went to go and have a bath and just chill, right? And then I did a beautiful meditation through the Superhuman app. And actually, I realized you're meant to do this before you go to bed, but this actually worked out better for me. I just sat in my chair, chilled, and it was like a meditation after a long day. And really reiterating self-care, you need to take a break, you need to switch off. And I really find that because things have been pretty stressful, I'm taking my work into the evening rather than like setting up all my Pinterest, say in the morning. I will be getting someone to help me with my Pinterest, you know, and the YouTube. I've already got someone with all the other bits, but you know, these things take time. You know, it takes a lot of energy and you want to grow and I just want to grow and I want more people to find out about me. So I need to just, but this meditation really helped me like, okay, stop. And then I put my phone on charge and away from me. And then we watched a movie. I did a couple Pinterest things, which was naughty. I was like, no, I'm not going to do any work and end up doing a couple things. So I need to actually just make a commitment to myself that every night that I just maybe have a little bath because we're in autumn now, so it's colder in Cape Town. Do a meditation early, go chill with my hubby, not look at anything, not do anything, because we do not switch off. It's like on all the time. And then when I'm on all the time, I feel like, oh my God, my body starts to hurt and I'm almost disconnected from myself. And I haven't been grounding. That's another habit. So I think we're on 3 now. So grounding, such an amazing habit. And I haven't done it the last few days. And I've suddenly realized now as I'm talking, after starting the first emotional coding last week, she said like, I was carrying so much stuff. The shoulder pain has gone. I didn't realize you could carry stuff from ancestors from God knows how many years ago. It's quite magical actually, what Marguerite can do. And I haven't actually been going outside. So whether it's raining or freezing, what have you, get your feet on some grass for 20 minutes a day. Just having your feet just sitting in the garden, being in nature, it really calms your nervous system down. You are getting what you need from the earth. We shouldn't be, I mean, I'm barefoot now and I've got my feet on my lovely little soft rug that was given to me. We're not meant to be sitting in shoes. So if you work from home, get those bloody shoes off, go ground yourself. And it will help with health as well, I think. Also, apparently, if you cuddle your dog or your cat, whatever, because they're also always outside, they're earthing themselves, so they're giving you some. So go cuddle your dog. So those are kind of habits that I'm bringing in. The sun is shining today, so I'm going to go out after this and go stand on the grass and contemplate life, maybe do a bit of journaling. I have been doing a bit of journaling, but I need to do more. I need to get back into that. And really, I think each day it's like setting an intention. What's your intention for the day? And who do I want to be today? That's what I really need to click into. Who do I want to be and how do I want to show up? Those are really important habits. You know, how did I show up today? Did I make an impact? Did I do the things that I needed to do? You know, I've kind of stepped away from my list of the stuff I need to do, just writing these long to-do lists. And Jude would slap me if she knew that I've kind of broken away. I need to go and get a new book and really set my day out properly. You know, plan the night before. I haven't been doing any of those things because I've been so caught up in the immediate stress that's going on. And although I'm taking some action, my habits have been all over the place. And I think it's so important that we have healthy habits every single day. You don't need to be so rigid, but there are key things, that nighttime routine, going and grounding yourself. I do my exercise, a beautiful split session this morning. It's so amazing when you do something and you keep building and making your body stronger. You feel so much more capable. That makes me feel really good. You know, doing the things that you love to do, and that doing that photo shoot yesterday was really fun. And I realize I like to do stuff with somebody. So I now need to find out, like, I need to plan in content twice a month, that all I do is shoot content all day long. But maybe I'm not by myself. I don't know. I need to work this in. It's just being seen. I need to do a lot more content of myself. Be seen, not be afraid to show my pigmented skin, because I think, God, I own a skincare brand and I don't want to show myself. But all the young lot now, they're showing their acne, they're showing everything. And I need to show myself in all my true glory and accept myself. And I think there's still a big part of me that doesn't accept how I look, though my skin texture is amazing and I'm glowing and all that kind of stuff. And I feel good and I feel strong. There's still a big part of me that doesn't feel good enough about myself to show myself on screen. And what I'm loving about this new generation is that they, not everybody though, but a lot of them are okay to share. Bambi does beauty. She's amazing. She's there showing amazing skin and sharing and being vulnerable and talking about her stuff. And I need to do more of those things. And, you know, shooting with Tegan and dancing in the street, that made me feel really good. Getting out your car and having a little dance, you know, how can we bring those amazing habits in every single day, that even when you are in the most uncomfortable of your life, going through huge transformation, because this is the transformational year and rising phoenix, so much change is going on, and realization, especially with the women, all the women I know, there's so much change and so many things going on. And so it's finding those really good habits, doing those things that make you feel really good, being seen, you know, putting boundaries down. That is such an important habit that you're like, no, I actually can't deal with your shit today or for a while because I'm dealing with my own stuff and I'm putting myself first. That is a really key. The self-care. I mean, self-care is like that number one habit that so many of us don't do. And we burn ourselves out and we get ourselves into a situation. I can feel that with that not sleeping again and overworking and overdoing the stuff and not having a proper, you know, my stuff in place. I could feel that I'm not sleeping again. And last night was really good because I took the time out for myself. So I hope I didn't ramble on too much. I hope it wasn't too like all over the place. I kind of feel like my brain goes and flows as I'm talking. And yeah, I just hope you got something from it. Don't forget, guys, we're celebrating my birthday. Birthday Glow, all in capitals, 25, LumiGlowSkin.com, LumiGlowSkin.co.uk, site-wide until the 28th of April. Please help my business. The skincare is beautiful. It really does nourish. You can use it in conjunction with other brands. I'm not a medical brand and I'm not reinventing the wheel, but my products are amazing and they work really well with other products, and you will have beautiful skin. And I want you to feel taken care of and to be part of my crew or my tribe, my glow tribe, finding your glow tribe. Come and glow with me, have fun together. And yeah, so have a beautiful weekend. Don't forget, please, to share, rate, review, and subscribe. I really want to grow the pod. I'm going to be bringing some interviews, I promise. And we're going to be on our YouTube channel. Go follow as well, Lumi Glow on YouTube. Not got many subscribers. I know I need to do some advertising on it. But go and have a look. And yeah, have a beautiful weekend. I'll be back next week for my 48th birthday. And I'm sending you much love.